Part 1. So you want to search for Atlantis. Well, we get it. When you were a young child, your grandfather told you stories of the lost city of Atlantis. He told you about the once thriving metropolis that was eventually overtaken by water and disappeared forever. Since then, you have always wanted to find this lost city. Whether you wanted to find it so that you could become rich and famous, or just wanted to have a cool story to tell your kids about, it didn't matter. You saved up your entire life to purchase a boat. Now that you have your boat, perhaps it's time to start your journey. Well, we all know the story of Atlantis. The Greek philosopher Plato introduced us all to Atlantis by writing detailed accounts of the island over 2,600 years ago. Many people have searched for this wondrous place, but not one search party has been lucky enough to find it. Some researchers actually believe that Atlantis was located on the Greek island Santorini or an Italian island, but that can't be true. Atlantis is out there somewhere, right? Well, when you're ready to find out, there are some things you're going to need to do prior to your search. Since you're going to be gone for a long period of time, you will need to put in leave at work. You also are going to want to let people know that you're leaving and figure out some sort of a contact schedule. This way, if any accidents happen while out at sea, your contacts at home will know when something may have gone wrong and when to start looking for you. Be sure to get an appointment with your doctor for a checkup. Make sure that you're healthy. If you need any medications, ask your doctor to give you enough of them to last you through your journey out at sea. Stock up on things such as sunscreen, over-the-counter remedies such as ibuprofen and antacids, moisturizing eye drops, and whatever else you think you may need while out at sea. Have your mail forwarded to somebody who can watch over it and help you pay your bills while you're gone. If you can, turn off your cable and electric bills so that you won't be paying for these services while they're not in use. Leave your banking information with somebody that you trust to watch over it for you. When you're all packed and ready to go, inspect your boat. Make sure that it's seaworthy and ready for the long journey out at sea. Inspect the hull for cracks or other signs of wear and tear. Be sure that your engines are working properly and that you have enough fuel to last until your first stop to fill up the tank. Stay tuned for part 2.